This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And no, it is not the great beginning of another impeachment melodrama. It is the beginning of a countdown to that kind of impeachment melodrama, a trial before the United States Senate of the former President of the United States, Donald John Trump, that will begin that trial 2 weeks from today. That's at least what the word is right now in the Senate of the United States, where they have to get agreement on kind of everything about the impeachment trial, though the very first decision they will probably have to make is to whether dismiss the charges. The impeachment has been handed up by the House of Representatives. That's all constitutional. And there is a very encouraging signal. And when I say encouraging signal, what I hope most about this impeachment trial is that it actually helps bring the country together and doesn't split us apart even more. That it helps end this rancorous, bitter, poisonous, and a bit crazed moment in our history that we saw exemplified last night with pointless riots in Tacoma, Washington, and that we saw represented some 3 weeks ago almost in the riot on the Capitol building itself, which is what the impeachment is all about. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Let me go to Robert in Olympia, Washington, who's been hanging on. Robert, you're on the Medved Show.
Michael, nice to talk to you. I have a couple of comments. We had an impeachment not too long ago that went through a specific process, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and did any of that process get duplicated this last time?
Well,
where were the hearings? Where were the representation of lawyers? Where was the evidence presented? Where was the cross-examination?
Okay, that's all supposed to be in the trial. And in other words, they had the last impeachment was referred to committee by the House. And it was referred to the Judiciary Committee, and they debated it, and they took witnesses, and then it eventually went to the Senate floor, as you all know. They cut out the committee step, which they can do. A majority in the House decided to do that. But in the impeachment trial, that trial is not going to be presided over by the Democrats who control the Senate. It's not going to be presided over by Nancy Pelosi, as the impeachment charges were. It'll be presided over by the Chief Justice of the United States, the Honorable John Roberts. So it will be more like a trial, and certainly Trump will have legal representation. Robert, let me mention something to you, because you bring it up, and it's very interesting. There's some talk that Trump may want to be there himself and defend himself. And I think that his lawyers will urge him not to do that. But that could be putting Trump in one situation that he seems to like, which is being the center of attention, don't you think?
Well, I think he likes being the center of attention, but I don't think that has any bearing on whether or not legalities have been crossed in getting the articles there. And at the same time, it's questionable whether or not there's a precedent for doing this or a right for the Senate to do it. So
correct. That will be the first debate. That will be the first debate that they have. That will be the very, very beginning of the trial.
It absolutely will divide the country. They're throwing gas
on
the
country,
like somebody says.
I don't think the country will be divided deeply on whether it's appropriate to impeach a former official or not, because there's precedents on both sides and arguments on both sides. You know what Dershowitz's best argument is, and it's unclear yet whether he will be making that argument personally on behalf of President Trump. I think the betting is that he will not. But his best argument is, look at Richard Nixon. Is that Nixon was clearly guilty of a variety of crimes, but after he resigned, they didn't pursue impeachment? And the answer to that argument is, well, they didn't pursue impeachment, but that was their decision. They didn't want to. And there was really no possibility at the time that Nixon would come back or would return to office or would ever get elected to anything again. That was how the whole nature of that situation. What do you think is the best possible outcome of the impeachment, Robert?
To dismiss it. Or maybe pass, you know, if the House could go back and pass a censure resolution, something that shows, yes, we said it's wrong. Instead of this vengeance and absolute disdain for anything Trump, which really is a disdain for the Trump voter. And that's what they're doing right now, is they want revenge, they want to punish someone, and they want to send a very strong message: don't ever send someone like this back here again. Don't challenge them. We don't like that.
I don't think that's the message. I think the message Hold on. I think the message is very clearly, we don't ever want to have another president of the United States who basically is encouraging extra legal means to win an argument. And this was an argument that had been in court, and it was an argument that had been considered by state legislatures. And the question is, the problem is, and this is my greatest fear about impeachment, is I think when impeachment happens, and it will, he's already been impeached, when it goes on trial, the most likely outcome of the trial is that there will be a bunch of Republicans who will vote with all the Democrats to convict and to ban Trump from any future office. But there won't be enough. There won't be 17. So Trump will not only be the only president to be impeached twice, he'll be the only president to be acquitted twice. And I think that the whole process will make it more likely rather than less likely that he runs again, don't you think?
I don't know. I'm just to the point now, and I think most of the people I know that support Trump, or not even Trump, support conservative policies, are being labeled as bigots and racists and homophobes and every other name under the sun. And now you hear on the news talking about a cult and they need to be deprogrammed. And what do we do with these people? And it's just, it's gotten insane. It really has.
Okay. You're entirely correct that there should be no identification with everything that Trump has done that is wrong and irresponsible and inappropriate with the voters who voted for him, who put him into the presidency and voted to return him to the presidency. I mean, some of the finest and patriotic people in the country voted that way, and some very fine and patriotic people voted the other way. And I think that what you're putting your handle on very astutely is exactly what the biggest problem is with the division right now. It's not division over a particular issue. It's a division over one individual with a lot of flaws and a lot of challenges. Appreciate your call. When we come back, Mitt Romney was on Fox News over the weekend, and he was asked directly with Chris Wallace, would he vote to convict? And voting to convict means that they then can go on to a second vote where all they need is a majority, and they would get that easily, banning Trump from ever holding office again. And just as I was saying before, I believe that this entire process makes it more likely, not less likely, that Trump will want to run again. That is, assuming that he is not convicted. But by the same token, by talking about running again, by making it clear that he's talking about maybe starting a new Patriot Party or running for the Republican nomination in 2024, that encourages other Republicans, besides the obvious ones that everybody knows about already, to vote to ban Trump from future office holding and to vote to convict. How does that work? We'll hear what Mitt Romney had to say coming right up on the MedVet Show.
husband was researching on the internet of ways to ease my pain in both of my hips. And it was to the point where I couldn't even hardly walk, and I would cry and I couldn't move. So he read about Relief Factor. And so he said, let's give it a try. So we ordered it, and it took about, I'd say, 5 days of being on it. Oh my gosh. I don't even feel like I have any problems whatsoever. I thank you with all of my heart. This product is amazing, and I am so, so thankful.
Relief Factor really can help. The three-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, healthful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call 833-654-PAIN. It's toll-free. 833-654-PAIN, or go to the website michaelmedved.com and click on the big banner for Relief Factor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress, toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
To pop culture and from coast to coast, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, before we get to what Mitt Romney had to say about the likelihood of voting to convict President Trump and the impeachment charge against him, he spoke about that in some detail and gave an indication, at least, of his thinking. Before we get to that, let us go to a caller. Randy says he's calling from nowhere. Now, I can assure you we do not report even upset callers to authorities. But Randy from nowhere, you're on.
Actually, Ed, Michael, Ed Kimmerer in on Shannon.
Oh, great. Sure. Sure. Ed, I recognize your voice. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call. Michael, you, Michael Medved, in your estimation, Michael Medved, should the United States look more like modern-day Scandinavia or 1950s America, capitalist, white, imperialist, and male?
It's not a choice. By the way, Scandinavia is pretty white. I mean, far whiter than we are. So it's kind of a tricky question you're asking. If we should look more like Scandinavia, we can't. We don't want to. That's not us. And again, I don't think our culture is defined by male or female. I don't think our culture is defined by white or black. I think our culture is defined by people who love and value the country, which is the great majority of Americans, including people who are liberals and conservatives, as opposed to folks who either take it for granted or have contempt for it. So I'm not sure I understand what your question means, Randy. Or Ed. Sorry.
Scandinavia is both Judeo-Christian and capitalist. You know, Norway is both those things, as the U.S. is. Why can't we be like Scandinavia? Why don't you like that?
Again, because it's not something you can order. We're not going to remake ourselves in Scandinavia's image. One thing about Norway and Denmark and Sweden and Finland, they are all homogenous. The percentage of people who are not Swedish in Sweden is well below 10%. And Americans come from everywhere. And unlike Scandinavia, America is not based on blood and soil and shared history. America is based on a good idea where people like my mom could come to this country because her father believed in those ideas and got his family the hell out of Germany. And it's not, and by the way, do I think that the Scandinavians have done a remarkable job? Have you been to the new Nordic Museum here yet when it was open? Oh, okay. The new Nordic Museum is very much a tribute to Scandinavian culture. But it is a culture based on ethnicity, shared history, shared heritage, and shared religion that nobody practices anymore. And in America, thank God, we have a lot of religious people. And part of the reason I think that we have a more vital religious life in the United States, which over a third of Americans going to church or synagogue every week, is because we have free competition. There's not one established church. It's not the Norwegian Lutheran church. We have all different kinds of competing religious alternatives, and I think that's been the strength of America's religious life. Speaking of the strength of America's religious life, Mitt Romney, deeply religious, committed leader of his church, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, used to be known as the Mormons. Mitt Romney was on with Chris Wallace of Fox News. And on Fox News Sunday, Chris Wallace asked him the big million-dollar or trillion-dollar question. Listen, clip three.
It sure sounds like you're going to vote to convict.
Well, there's no question but that the article of impeachment that was sent over by the House suggests impeachable conduct, but we have not yet heard either from the prosecution or from the defense. I'll get a chance to hear from them, and I will do my best as a Senate juror to apply justice as well as I can understand it.
Okay, and then he goes on talking about the prospect of impeachment and looking toward unifying the country. Clip 8.
We're certainly going to have a trial. I wish that weren't necessary, but the president's conduct with regards to the call to Secretary of State Raffensperger in Georgia, as well as the incitation towards the insurrection that led to the attack on the Capitol, calls for a trial. And, you know, if we're going to have unity in our country, I think it's important to recognize the need for accountability, for truth and justice. So I think there will be a trial, and I hope it goes as quickly as possible, but that's up to the council on both sides.
Okay, let me tell you, what he did there is very dubious, because he brought up something that is not in the article of impeachment. And do I think that it's probably also impeachable? You bet it is. When President Trump called the Secretary of State of Georgia, this, first of all, is the federal chief magistrate, the commander-in-chief of our armed forces, the most powerful man in the country, calling a state official and asking him to find 12,780 new votes. That's very dubious. But it's not what this impeachment is about. This impeachment is about inciting an insurrection. And one of the things that the president's new attorney, a president made a smart choice with his securing Carl Bowers, Butch Bowers Jr., to be his attorney. Because if you look at this guy's record, first of all, he has a record of great success. He is scholarly. He is mild-mannered. He is not going to be flamboyant. At one point, there was talk that the president, well, maybe he'll turn to Rudy Giuliani and use the entire occasion of the trial to try to show that the election was a fraud, that it was stolen, that he actually won the election. That would have been a disaster for the country. It would have been a disaster for Trump. It would have been laughable and pathetic and the wrong thing to do. And Rudy Giuliani has enough of his own problems to deal with, legally and in terms of his public persona, everything. But apparently by choosing Butch Bowers, I think what Trump is signaling is, look, he's got a good lawyer, solid lawyer. Lawyer who's defended other Republicans against impeachment charges in South Carolina, where he's from. He was recommended by Lindsey Graham, apparently, and he's going to take a look at the specifics. First of all, should the Senate dismiss these charges for a president who's already left? And then second, it's an incitement to an insurrection. Was this a real insurrection, or was it more a spontaneous riot? We will get to that and much more coming up on the Mad Bed Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
Where's the outrage? I'm shook up, and you know what's going to happen? I'm going to be driving down the road listening to all this. I'm going to wreck the car and sue Michael Medved.
Okay, don't sue and don't wreck the car.
The Michael Medved Show.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Transgender Americans who fit the bill can again serve in the U.S. military. With the stroke of a pen, President Joe Biden signed an executive order today in the Oval Office.
Enabling all qualified Americans to serve their country in uniform and essentially restoring the situation that existed before where transgender personnel, if qualified in every other way, can serve their government in the United States military.
The executive order reverts the policy enacted during the Obama administration and overturns the ban ordered by President Donald Trump during his first year in office. A major winter storm is blasting the Midwest, with some places seeing over a foot of snow. The National Weather Service says it could stretch from central Kansas northeast to Chicago and southern Michigan. Also, flash flood watches in the San Francisco Bay Area. This is USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved show, I wanted to spend a moment and talk about cards, baseball cards and other cards. I didn't know, and I would imagine there may be some of you, most of you know, I'm sure, but I just was ignorant about it, that the current deck of cards that we use with those 52 cards and the ace, king, queen, Jack, etc. Those cards date back to France in the early 1400s. So they've been around for 600 years. But we live in an era where even things that are kind of time-honored, and I think what's kind of cool about holding up and playing with those cards is the fact that the imagery is so time-honored. The kings and queens are kind of old school, right? But the problem is that they're also not gender neutral, at least according to Indy Melink, who is a Dutch card fan. She's a 23-year-old female psychology graduate who was encouraged by her father, who decided it was time to break with centuries-old tradition of sexual inequality in playing card decks that rank men above women. Okay, they also rank men below women. A queen is ahead of a jack or a knave, right? But that's okay, not stopping her. If we have this hierarchy that the king is worth more than the queen, then this subtle inequality influences people in their daily life because it's just another way of saying, hey, you're less important, said Indy Melink. In an interview, even subtle inequalities like this do play a big role. After a lot of trial and error, she designed a genderless deck in which the images of a king and a queen and a jack were replaced with gold, silver, and bronze. Friends and family snapped up the first 50 decks of the GSB cards. That stands for gold, silver, bronze. They have images of gold bars. That takes the place of the king. Silver coins. And then a bronze shield. Now, this raises a question for me. Have you ever wondered, why is an ace ahead of the king and the queen? Yeah, why is an ace tops? Could it be because it's just one? They just have one spade or one club or one heart, and it's just one. It can be one or it can be ten if with blackjack, and it's ace being one. One is the number of God. I don't know. I have no idea why ace is number one, but she's not changing ace. Within a few months, she'd sent out 1,500 packs of cards, including to Belgium, Germany, France, and the United States. Oh, yippee. Game shops have also shown interest, she said. It is good that we reflect on gender neutrality, said Berit von Dobbenberg, who is head of the Dutch Bridge Association, while playing with the new cards. It would be complicated to make a formal switch because that would require updating the rules, she said. I wonder if it's worth it. But gender neutrality, yes, I'm all for it. It's great that someone of this age has noticed this. It's the new generation. My guess, the cards that show gold coins and silver coins, gold bars, and a bronze shield are not going to make it. And speaking of cards, I mentioned also baseball cards. When I was young, for a couple of years, probably about three, I was completely irrationally, insanely obsessed with baseball cards. And one of my most cherished baseball cards, and I wish I hadn't sold it. I sold it when I was in my late 20s. When I was all of a sudden astonished at the money you could get for old baseball cards. And I wish I had some. I had a 1958 card for 59, covering the 58 season of Hank Aaron. And he was one of those people, even if you weren't a fan of the Milwaukee Braves or later the Atlanta Braves, and he ended his career with the Milwaukee Brewers. Even if you weren't a fan of those teams, you had to be a fan of this guy. What a class act. And he died at the age of 86. And actually, if you look back at his statistics, if you like baseball statistics at all, I do, it is completely unbelievable. His numbers are superhuman because he played longer than Babe Ruth. He his achievements as a hitter and as a fielder, a Gold Glove outfielder, are just unparalleled. And what's amazing is in 1974 he broke Babe Ruth's records for hitting 714. He hit number 715 home run. And when he was on his way to that, the racism and the death threats that he had to face in 1974, he will be missed. And somebody else who died over the weekend is somebody that I knew pretty well. I'd been on his show more than a dozen times. And in fact, I was on Larry King's old radio show. He used to be the Prince of Darkness. That was the way he billed himself. He had a radio talk show on Mutual Broadcasting System, and it was such a fascinating experience to me when, again, I was in my 20s and out promoting my first book, and I went into this huge studio, and it kept it dark. He's the first host I ever saw. I know other hosts who do that, too. But this was the middle of the night. No lights. The only lights you'd see would be the flashing lights of the calls coming in. And my wife was on Larry King's show also many times. He was a good interviewer. He's a good talker. He listened to what you were saying when you were a guest on his show. And look, obviously he had some struggles in his personal life. He was pretty candid about most of them. But one thing he told me, and I remember him telling me this again when I was in my mid-20s, that's always stuck with me. I asked him, I said, Larry, you do a lot of authors. How do you read all the books? He says, I don't read any of them. I said, why not? Yeah, I want him to read my book. He said, look, I want to be in the same position the audience is in. The audience hasn't read the book. They just know the title. Maybe they look at the dust jacket. I'll look at the dust jacket. But I don't want to have a lot of extra information that the audience doesn't have. I want to be their voice in exploring what this author is about and what he's talking about. And one of the things about Larry is on various issues, like my wife was promoting her book, her best-selling book, The Case Against Divorce, and she was on Larry King's show. She's a guy who's been divorced 7 times. That is 7. That's a lot of... But he had her on and asked her smart questions. And, of course, she gave brilliant answers. But it's sad when someone like that who had just gone through his 7th divorce a couple of years ago, actually, I don't think that even completed it. I think that was still being processed. But Larry was a good guy to work with, and I think that's one of the things you'll hear from most people who had worked with him in any capacity. And he should rest in peace, dead at the age of 87. Hank Aaron at 86. And not, I think it's too much to try to stretch to some connection between those two. When we come back, some of the big mistakes in this flurry of executive orders that Biden has made, two of them stand out because they're so unnecessary and so ill-considered. We'll cover that coming right up on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
That is really extreme.
Hi, I'm Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, serving collectors since 1983. Our reputation is spotless, which is why well-respected radio talk show hosts Dennis Prager and Michael Medved have recommended me for years. Some dealers offer gimmicks like free silver. Really, free silver? They have to make that cost up somewhere. Others tell you to drop in and offer gold and silver bullion, but use bait and switch tactics to sell you expensive collectible coins instead. While they're fun and historical, they're usually marked up 10 times as much as bullion. Have questions? Give me a call and I'll share my 4 decades of experience with you. Whether you want to buy, sell, or trade, call me at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or visit AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694.
The country and the culture are in chaos. Our traditional foundations are under attack. And we're told that America didn't begin in 1776 with the stirring vision of the founders, but in 1619 with the first arrival of slaves. One organization that resists this sort of nonsense and that proudly holds true to the nation's first principles is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. Go to the website, faithandfreedom.com, and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces on subjects like religious freedom, socialism, free markets, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization. See Dr. David Ayers on Why Did They Steal My Flag? See Dr. Gary Smith on I Still Like Ike. And see our friend Paul Kenger's latest on Karl Marx's nasty views on Christianity, Judaism, evolution, and race. You can find all of this and much more at the website for the Institute of Faith and Freedom. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner, the Institute for Faith and Freedom.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Michael Medved Show, I was thinking about this over the break, is that talking about the late Larry King, he should rest in peace. He, when he was in his 70s, he was 87 when he died. He was in his 70s, early 70s, I believe. He did a book called Powerful Prayers. No, he did. He went through a period where he was trying to take religion more seriously, and he was interested in it. He had a lot of heart surgery and all kinds of health challenges. And he asked me to contribute to the book, and I did. And again, I'm one of those people. I believe in the power of prayer. I do. It's not even believing it. I know that it has power to help not the people you're praying for, but to help the person who is praying. And that's actually a pretty good book, aside from the fact that there's my contribution in it. Okay, that brings up another thing. Look, I pray for the best. I do, for my country, and that means praying for the best for the Biden administration. I don't want to see a broken administration. I don't want to see a disaster. I don't want to see more divisiveness and polarization. But was it really necessary today, with so much of a flourish, to remove the limitations on transgender military personnel? I understand it. I get it. And again, I have met some trans people where you wouldn't know, you couldn't tell. Fine, they've transitioned. The problem that I have with this executive order is it leaves it open to the idea that military physicians and military hospitals will have to go ahead and perform a gender confirmation surgery, which is enormously important. In other words, let's say somebody enters the Army as a female and decides that she wants to transition, and her doctor, her psychiatrist, says that it's appropriate for her to transition to male, then who pays for that surgery? And I think, as I understand this executive order, what it means is, as with prisoners, and this is, God forbid, not to compare the military to prisoners, but that it will be up to the taxpayer ultimately and to the Department of Defense to help people transition. And I honestly believe that the evidence of this kind of surgery and hormone usage, it remains deeply unproven as to whether this actually is a cure to what they call gender dysphoria. And for the government to take sides, for the U.S. military to take sides, I think that's a shame. And there needs to be some clarification on that, but we will see. The one thing where I don't think there is much clarification necessary, because it's very, very clear, is the disastrous impact of, on the very first day in office, actually before he even took office, canceling the Keystone Pipeline. This is down at clip two, Jeremy. There's a report in Rockford, Illinois, from Fox 39, about the immediate impact of killing the Keystone Pipeline on eliminating jobs. Listen.
And some in the oil industry are not happy with President Biden either after the executive action revoking the Keystone XL pipeline's permit. Following that action, TC Energy Corporation announced it would eliminate more than 1,000 construction jobs.
Okay, that's only the beginning. And here's a general manager who was working on the Keystone XL talking about the layoffs that have already begun. Clip 10.
Right now, the numbers of jobs are thousands of jobs. There's Michaels, there's Precision Pipeline, that we've affected that the pipeline was going to be constructed. The actions that were happening recently, we were doing station work. There's hundreds of guys that got laid off. What was that? Tuesday.
Are any live in Wisconsin? Or
yes, a lot of them live in Wisconsin. Yes.
Okay. Again, our closest ally, Canada, the first foreign leader that Joe Biden called. He's making the rounds of calling foreign leaders. Good for him. First one he called was Justin Trudeau. Canada, no nation closer, either physically or culturally or even politically, than Canada is. And to do this to Canada, and for what? Because the impact, as Bjorn Lomborg confirmed on our air when we talked about it, the impact on climate is going to be nil. This is not a climate issue. And this is a blow to American business at a time when I would have thought that the Biden administration would be trying to send a clear message that they are not anti-business and they're not going to make the mistake of business bashing, why hope, that was typical of the Obama administration, in which Joe Biden was a participant. And then there's this peculiar statement, and I know he's trying, but the minority leader of the House of Representatives, Kevin McCarthy, was doing an interview and made a very peculiar statement. It's clip 11, Jeremy.
I've not changed in that. I notice where people write about that. No, what I said, I thought the president had some responsibility when it came to the response. If you listen to what the president said at the rally, he said, demonstrate peacefully. And then I got a question later about whether did he incite them. I also think everybody across this country has some responsibility. Think about 4 years ago after the President Trump was sworn in. What happened the very next day? The title was resist, with people walking in the streets. Maxine Waters saying to confront people, confront them in the restaurants. We had people, poor Steve Scalise got shot. I mean, what do we write on our social media? What do we say to one another? How do we disagree and still not be agreeable, even when it comes to opinion? So I think there's, from a whole nation, we should take this moment in time to find how we can correct ourselves.
Okay, correcting ourselves is fine. But to say that the whole country bears responsibility for what happened at the Capitol building, I don't believe. I think that the overwhelming majority of Americans who voted for Trump and who believe the election was stolen. Most people aren't responsible for what happened at the Capitol building and didn't favor it. And I think that whole idea is we're all guilty, we're all sinners. Yeah, we're all sinners, but this particular crime, there's more specific responsibility. There's also a movie out there that talks about responsibility that a friend takes for a couple stricken with cancer. It's getting very mixed reviews. Does it deserve that? Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Jason Segel plays an odd duck with limited social skills who rushes to support his two best friends, Dakota Johnson and Casey Affleck, when they're coping with a cancer crisis in Our Friend. Available for rent on multiple streaming services.
You've been gone for 3 months now. I thought that you were going to be gone for a couple weeks. What changed?
I got here and I saw that one person can't do this job.
Based on a true story by Esquire writer Matt Teague, this often touching film features consistently fine performances, but it's crippled by one gigantic mistake. It jumps around in time, with a mother who's the main character, stricken by terminal cancer, before you see her vibrant and healthy, and then back and forth, including a harrowing subplot about an affair. It's rated R for disturbing content about illness and lots of harsh language. 2.5 stars for the well-intentioned Our Friend, which can't really recover from the lack of narrative thrust. And it is an interesting movie. I mean, Dakota Johnson, not one of the greatest actresses of our time, I would have thought, from the 50 Shades series. But she's very fine here. And Casey Affleck, of course, very accomplished. And Jason Segel, who plays the best friend, who's a goofball, the kind of guy who's never found his way in life, but finds his way by helping people facing a health and family emergency. An interesting but imperfect film. And interesting but just about perfect, one of the great conservative thinkers of our time, George Will, joins us tomorrow. He's going to be talking about who has the prime responsibility of fixing the country. And no, it's not Congress, and it's not the Republican Party, it's not President Biden. Who is it? We'll get to that. And Mark Leibovich of the New York Times, the very amusing author of Our Town, about what's ahead for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.